Atlanta. What's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Thomas in for Mike today. We're live at State Farm Arena where the Hawks will take on the Charlotte Hornets tonight. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. It is good to have you listening. Happy Friday, everybody. I am convinced as we start this show today on a Friday after going through a week of conversation about what the Falcons are going to look like and what they're going to do on Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that there is no way we can lose this game. The Bucs are decimated by injuries, and I don't care about this whole next man up. Chris, I keep hearing this, you know, next man up. Every time, every sport, right? It's next man up. If the next man up was that good, he'd be starting. And the fact of the matter is there's nobody on the Bucs team that can take the place of Mike Evans. There's nobody on this Bucs team that can take the place of Godwin. Those are the two dogs on the outside for a guy that is having a really good year in Baker Mayfield. But if you take anybody's two best receivers away, ask the Rams, how do you look? Last night the Rams got Puka Nacua back, Cooper Kupp was back. Guess what they did? They beat the Vikings. There's no way we should go down to Tampa and lose this game. Now, with that said, that's how I'm feeling. How are you feeling about this?
Carl?
Don't do it.
Carl?
Don't do it.
If you can't get the quarterback on the ground,
he did it.
It is not a lock that Atlanta Falcons will win this game. Because the sample size is there, Carl Dukes.
You're going to go there?
Justin Herbert came in without Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. And Josh Palmer, ironically enough, they got a Trey Palmer on this team in the Bucs. And Austin Eckler came in and sliced and diced the Atlanta Falcons up and down the field in a chippy game and won 20-17. This Falcons team is better. Don't get me wrong. I would argue they're much better. But the same main deficiency remains. Because if Baker has time to pull off his little backyard football stuff that he does in these games, and he's chucking it down the field, I'm sorry. Jalen McMillan, Sterling Shepard, are they Mike Evans and Chris Godwin? No.
Who?
But they can catch the ball if they're open, Carl.
Sterling Shepard and who?
And if you're asking our guys, Clark, and you're asking AJ, and you're asking Hughes to cover, as they have been asked to do, for 5, 6, 7 counts. The guys are going to get open, Carl. This game is by no means a given.
What?
No means a given. After that performance last week, Carl Dukes, you got to earn it. This Falcons team has not shown me anything to tell me that they have earned the right to walk into Raymond James Stadium on Sunday and be handed a dub.
There is no way we're going to go down there and be flat, all right? Flaccid. There's no way we're going to go down there and not be up for this game.
There's no way Darren Hall can come in here and beat the Falcons on Sunday.
And more importantly, there's no way that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers can beat us without their two top wide receivers on Sunday. 404-726-0929.
But let me ask you a simple question, Carl Dukes.
Yeah.
Why not?
What do you mean,
why are you so certain about that?
Well, first of all, we're going to put pressure on them by scoring points early in this game. Kirk is going to be right. The running game is going to look different than it did the last time we saw these guys. And by putting pressure on them, it's going to take them out of their game plan. Listen, this whole next man up thing, I'm telling you, guys, it's crazy. If the next man up was that damn good, he'd be starting. When you lose stars, it's hard to replace them. And I think in the NFL, in any particular sport, whether it be the NBA, we're down here. Guys, this team was decimated by injuries last year, and they just weren't the same team. All these guys hurt at the same time, that's a problem. You can sustain one injury. But the fact that both of their star wide receivers went down at the same time, they have a running back in Bucky. Was it Bucky Irving?
Yeah, he's banged up too.
He's questionable. So that takes away from some of the elements and the weapons that this team potentially has. Listen, you know, it's not in my nature to guarantee wins. But this one, we need it. It puts us in total control of this division, And you're telling us that you're going down there and they got all these injuries? Tyke Smith concussion. I mean, like there's all this stuff. Greg Gaines, defensive tackle, is out. I mean, all these injuries. And we are going to go down there and be flat? There's no way in hell it's happening. Let me hear from Raheem Morris real quick about this whole next man up mentality, because everybody's preaching that down there in Tampa land. And he said the first time he heard this, by the way, was from a guy named Rob Marinelli. He's still a longtime NFL coach. He's been around a long time. Listen to Rob.
Yeah, I do. Actually, it was the National Football League. It was Rob Marinelli. And it was just the mentality that we had in that D-line room, whether it was Sapp, whether it was Simeon Rice, whether it was Greg Spiers, whether it was Tarchick Darby, whether it was Anthony McFarland, that whole D-line just had that next man up mentality. So they were able to roll those guys and put them out there, and it wasn't in an injury-based format. It was just whoever was on the grass at the time had to get that job done that was required to get done. And Ellis Wims, I hate to miss any of those guys that we had up in that rotation, but it was all guys that went out there to do a job, and they had their jobs to do, and they went and did it at a very high level with the man that was coaching those guys, and Rob Marinelli, as he stood on the sideline and screamed, "Get off the rock." And it was something that was absolutely just ingrained in my head right from the beginning, coming into the National Football League. That's the way it's got to be. And it just carried throughout the building that I was with Mike Tomlin coaching the secondary, with Joe Barry coaching the linebackers, with Monty Kiffin leading our defense. It just became the mentality that we had on defense.
Okay. Rod just dropped the names of various Hall of Famers on that defense as he casually said, next man up. That defensive line without Simeon Rice and Sapp were not the same defensive line. Like, with all due respect, I get it. And he's talking about his experience with the Buccaneers, the first time people started hearing that whole next man up and Rob Marinelli preaching that. But give me a break. Half of that defense is in the Hall of Fame. Like, you can't tell me, like, oh, well, you know, it was the next guy up, but it made the same effect and had the same effect on the offense that these guys did. To even mention Sapp and Rice is insulting.
Carl, let me ask you a question. Antoine Winfield playing in this game? Pretty sure he is.
Yeah, he's back.
Yeah, Vita Vea. I think he's good to go.
Vita Vea is pretty good. So is their safety. I don't think he's as good as our guy, but yes, he's good.
Yeah. So, I'm just saying, Carl.
What are you saying? We can't block Vita Vea?
Here's my problem. Last week, to me, did some damage. It did some damage, Carl.
What kind of damage?
Damage in the terms of we were on the cusp of fully believing in this team.
Oh, that'll happen Sunday.
No.
That'll happen Sunday.
No. I would need a demonstrative victory to feel that way, meaning 14 points or more. You think they're going to be able to do that?
I think we should destroy the Bucs. Listen, their confidence is shot. The Ravens went in there and put up over 500 yards of offense on them when they thought they were the big, bad boogeyman and able to stop the run and do all that, and Derrick Henry ran the ball down their throat. If I'm the Falcons, if I'm Zach Robinson, hi, Zach, I go in this weekend, I go, Bijan, Tyler, y'all ready? So we're about to run the ball down these guys' throat. We just saw the blueprint. Now, Kirk is not, he is not Lamar Jackson. I get that. But if you're telling me that Kirk Cousins can't throw four or five touchdowns against these guys, we just saw him throw for 500 yards himself. There's no reason under these circumstances that we shouldn't go in. If the Bucs were completely healthy, I would feel a little bit different about this. And knowing on the road down there, again, if we end up splitting with these guys, it's going to make things very interesting at the end of the season. But, guys, this is where I'm at. It's Friday. Monday, I was like, hated the way we lost. I didn't like it. We were flat. We're not going to be flat on Sunday. Tuesday, Wednesday, we're at Flowery Branch. Coach is like, hey, learning lesson for me. We'll have the guys ready. There's no way we're going to do that again. 404-726-0929. Bryant McFadden is on the way. All Things Covered is his podcast. And, of course, he is a CBS NFL analyst. Chris is filling in for Mike today. Chris, give out your Twitter handle.
Yeah, man. Send all your complaints at C Thomas Radio. Tell me I'm crazy. Tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. And we can go back and forth. But, Carl, I'll just end the segment by saying this. Have they shown you enough?
The Falcons?
Yeah.
They will.
Okay.
I have faith. Okay. Unlike you, mister.
I'm not saying I don't have faith. I'm not saying.
I have a faith.
The Falcons, here's what it all boils down to, and you can't disagree with me on this if you do your line. The Falcons should win this game.
I disagree with you.
Will they win this game? I don't know.
This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Find me at Put 'em Up, C. Dukes. Follow the radio station at Dukes and Bell 929. We're coming back live from State Farm Arena. We'll go around the NFL with Brian McFadden next. It is Dukes and Bell live from State Farm Arena. Our Hawks taking on Charlotte tonight. More on tonight's game coming up. Also, the World Series starts tonight. We're going to talk with our man, Brian McFadden. Before we do, Chris is filling in for Mike today. Quick injury update. And then I have two tweets I need to read because you guys have no faith in this Falcons team. It's ridiculous. What's the injury situation?
Yeah, so the game report came out today. Questionable Antonio Hamilton with a back. Ryan Neuzel with a knee. Doubtful Justin Simmons with a hamstring. That's a big one. Out Troy Anderson once again. But Matthew Bergeron looks like he'll be a go.
That's good. That's good news. We need him for the run game that we're going to have against them on Sunday. Chris Crawford hits me up and put him up. See, Dukes, he says, come on, man. What are you smoking, Dukes? You remember who you're talking about? We're talking about the Falcons. You don't have any faith, Chris, in this team going down there and handling business? I mean, seriously. And then Jonathan Walker. Dukes, I never thought I'd say this, but Chris is right. We can't sack Baker. OMG. Are you guys for real right now? We are going to go down there and handle business. Let's bring in Brian McFadden. He is, again, co-host of All Things Covered, the podcast, and a CBS NFL analyst. B-Mac, give me your thoughts on this game for the Falcons. And by the way, if you win Sunday, you're 4-0 in this division. You're in the driver's seat. There's no reason to not go down there and handle this.
Exactly. I 100% agree with you. This is a must-win. And for individuals that feel, you know, that are concerned, I mean, you should be concerned. But if you look at Atlanta, yes, Atlanta, they're dealing with injuries, but they will be the more healthier team in that matchup Sunday in Tampa. Tampa will be without Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. I repeat, Chris Godwin and Mike Evans will not participate in that ball game. You have to win that ball game. You have to. Both teams have similarities going into Sunday's matchup. Disappointing outings, the previous ball game with Tampa against Baltimore, and of course Atlanta against Seattle. But for Atlanta, you got to find a way to win the ball game because this is super important in defining your place in the division. And like I said, if you're telling me Atlanta is going to Tampa and they're playing against the Buccaneers without Chris Godwin and Mike Evans, the Falcons have to win that ball game. You can't lose.
But here's my main concern.
Here you go.
Love to get your opinion on this, obviously. The Falcons can't get to the quarterback, B, and Baker's the type of guy, he'll play backyard football on you, and I don't care if it's not Evans and Godwin, it could be McMillan, and it could be Palmer back there that he's throwing to, and Kate Otten, the tight end, who's good, and if you give him time, he'll find the open man, B.
And that's the thing that you love about Baker, his ability to extend plays, his ability to improvise on the fly and make things happen. And yes, he had a lot of success against Atlanta, the first matchup in Atlanta. I mean, three touchdowns, if I'm not mistaken. Two of them went to one individual in Mike Evans. So if you're Atlanta, you have to understand that Baker is going to buy time. He's going to make things happen. But to your point about not putting pressure on opposing quarterbacks, not sacking quarterbacks, those things will happen. You remember a few weeks ago we talked about the lack of running coming from Bijan Robinson, and I said, patience. He is going to get things going. And I said the one luxury the Falcons had at their disposal, they were winning ball games without really getting the best out of Bijan Robinson. The same could be said for the defense, because eventually the defense will show up. Remember, this is a new regime. This is a new scheme. Schematically speaking, these guys are doing something they've never done before based with this new coaching staff, and you're still above 500. So I believe that pass rush is going to get there, and this will be a great opportunity to do so against Baker Mayfield and the Buccaneers.
We're talking with Brian McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers, as we go around the National Football League. Obviously, we're talking about the Falcons. Let's move on and talk about something that everybody's talking about right now, and the reality is there's nobody playing better than Lamar Jackson. We projected the numbers, 4,000 yards passing, 1,000 yards rushing. You know, these numbers have never been seen at that position. And he's on pace, by the way, B, to get there. The Ravens destroyed the team we're going to see on Sunday, you know, putting up over 500 yards on them in the Buccaneers. How good is this Baltimore team?
Man, Baltimore is really, really good. Baltimore is really, really good. Lamar Jackson, to your point, he's playing like the best quarterback in the National Football League. I know some people are saying Jared Goff. No, no. If I had to give a vote, I'm giving it to Lamar Jackson because he is him. The issue for Baltimore is their defense. Their defense has been vulnerable from time to time. Now, to their luxury, they have an explosive offense to lean on. But defensively, this is not the bunch that we've seen in years past under Coach Harbaugh as the head coach there in Baltimore. But Baltimore right now, they're looking great. The offense is clicking. Lamar Jackson is throwing the football around the yard to whoever it is that's catching. Derrick Henry is doing Derrick Henry-like things. And the defense, they have some holes, but they're making timely plays. We saw that Monday night against Baker, that red zone interception from Marlon Humphrey. It really changed the trajectory of that ball game in favor of the Baltimore Ravens. So when you have the best player in the National Football League on your team at the quarterback position, and he's being so smart with the football, you're going to win ball games. And I'm not surprised to see him doing what he's doing because he's been him for quite some time. But just in the way they're doing what they're doing, that's the most surprising thing.
B, Tua comes back this week. No guardian cap. He's going just all in. He says, football is my ride or die, and I'm just going to do it till the wheels fall off. Simply put, can he save the Dolphins' season?
If he can stay healthy. Like, all right, now, I've been having a few back and forths with Tua not wearing the guardian cap. Number one is ugly. I agree. It looks bad. If I was playing today, I would not wear it. But if you're Tua Tagovailoa, and I know they said it really doesn't help that much based on the studies and the research they've done in creating a guardian cap. But if I'm Tua Tagovailoa, anything that could actually help you to a degree, shouldn't you consider wearing it, in my opinion? So I was a bit confused and disappointed in hearing that he's not even considering that. But if he can stay healthy, guys, yes, he can bring life to the Dolphins. But do we think he can stay healthy? Because look at it like this, all right? Both of you guys are playing against the Miami Dolphins, right?
Yeah.
All right, Chris, both you're playing linebacker. Carl, you're playing linebacker as well. What are you going to do the first time you guys are sent on a blitz and you have an opportunity to drill Tua Tagovailoa?
That's exactly what I'm going to do. Rip his head off.
Exactly. Exactly. Right? And that's the game that we play. Right? It's a brutal game. You're taught to hit and make people miss. And so for Tua, where you're playing a contact sport, you should have on that guardian cap to hell if it doesn't give you that much more protection. But if it gives you a little bit, who cares, bruh? Your life is at stake. And one thing I didn't like during that presser, you talked about he's going to ride it till the wheels fall off. What does that mean, Tua? You got to be mindful what you say because the tongue is very, very powerful, my boy. Like you've been in very, very difficult situations and being concussed on national stages. That's the thing about Tua. Think about this, guys. Every time he's been concussed, we've seen it on a national stage because they were primetime games. So I'm a bit concerned for his safety and his health, but if he can stay healthy and if he can get back to being the Tua that he was before the concussion this season, yeah, they got a fighting chance.
It is Brian to McFadden, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris in for Mike today. We're live at State Farm Arena. We're going to hear from our quarterback and the quarterback report coming up in less than 10 minutes here on the show as Kirk Cousins sits down with our own Dave Archer. As we continue to go around the league and talk about some of these games that we're going to see on Sunday. And by the way, last night, big shout out to the Rams. You know, I keep talking about this. Puka being back, Cooper Kupp, that's a different team, right? And you know, Matthew Stafford throws four touchdowns last night. That's the difference in having guys that are familiar and you feel comfortable throwing the ball to versus not. And that is what I think Baker's going to be dealing with on Sunday. All right, let's talk about some of these other games, man. Real quick as we talk about what's been going on with your Steelers. Was Mike T right? Was Mike T right?
Hey, so far in the short term, no question, he looks like he was right. It was a rocky, first two series for Russell, but then when he really got comfortable, I mean, he was pushing the football down the football field. And I know people are saying, well, he was throwing up moon shots. I can care less. At least he was taking shots down the football field. I'm okay with that. Because, you know, we talked about George Pickens and what type of player he is. And I said George Pickens can be a legit superstar. unfortunately for him, he hasn't really had the ability to showcase that because the ball hasn't been pushed down the football field. So they're in a great position right now because we talked about Baltimore, and Baltimore is Baltimore. But in their division, man, the Pittsburgh Steelers, they've always been able to hold their own in their division, regardless who they had, whoever had been at quarterback in years past. So for Pittsburgh, this is a very, very intriguing game for Pittsburgh because we've seen this in years past, right, guys? Pittsburgh will have a real good game on a national stage, and the next week they're playing against a lesser opponent that might not be as good as they are, less talented, and they lose. We saw this earlier in this year when they went to Indianapolis and played against Joe Flacco making his first start. Not Joe Flacco came in relief, right? And we lost. So this is a very, very intriguing matchup because they're better than the New York Giants. And one thing I know about good teams in the National Football League, they beat the teams they're supposed to beat. That's what needs to happen Monday night against the Giants.
B-Mac, this is a tough one. Jaden Daniels is, quote, better, according to the staff in Washington, has a chance to play versus Chicago. If you're the GM there, you pulling the trigger and saying we got to sit him for health, or are you letting him go?
It depends on how comfortable he is, because this is a very, very important game, but it's not a divisional game. Yes, it's an NFC game, but it's not a divisional game. And for us as fans, we want to see it because we want to see one versus two. When you look at the quarterbacks that were drafted in this past year's draft, this is great for us. But for Washington, man, do you want to go ahead and put him out there in harm's way? And, oh, by the way, Chris, Carl, Chicago, that defense, they can go. That ain't the defense you want to have a guy out in front of not being 100%, because they do a great job in hitting the quarterback, sacking the quarterback, and putting pressure on opposing offenses. So if I'm Dan Quinn, I don't know. I will allow him to give me a workout before the game to kind of see. But if I feel like, no, he ain't all the way right, I'm not putting him out there in harm's way because he's going to get hit. You better believe that against the Bears defense. Let's live the fight another day instead of salvaging the farm for one game and then you have to deal with the injury the rest of the way. Because I can tell you this much, if they don't have a healthy Jaden Daniels moving forward, I know they won last week without him, but it was against the Carolina Panthers. But they won't play the Carolina Panthers again. They won't have a successful year without Jaden Daniels if he's not able to be in the lineup.
Yeah, one last thing. 49ers also dealing with a bunch of injuries. Obviously, they don't know when they're going to get McCaffrey back. Ayuk's now down. Cowboys at 49ers. That's a Sunday night matchup, B. Who do you like and why?
I like San Francisco being at home. I like San Francisco because they can run the football. We know about the issues for the Cowboys in stopping the running game. The Dallas Cowboys can't run the football, so they're automatically one-dimensional. And I think the balance will, you know, supersede what the Cowboys may try to do. So I take the San Francisco 49ers in that spot. I think the running game is going to be something they can rely on and really get things going, especially with some of the injuries they have at the pass catching position.
B-Mac, appreciate you stopping by as always. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you next week, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
It is Dukes and Bell live at State Farm Arena. We're coming back. We'll hear from Kirk Cousins. What's up, Chris?
When we get back, I have something that is going to drive a portion of the Atlanta Hawks fan base up the freaking wall.
Hawks play tonight against Charlotte. By the way, we are live down here at State Farm Arena, and I'm glad I can convince Jonathan Walker, who originally agreed with you, but now he understands exactly what I was saying.
Come on, John.
His quote is, you know what, screw it, we're going to run it down their throat and win convincingly. Thank you, Jonathan, for having faith in our Atlanta
Falcons. I like the positivity, but don't let Carl just come on here and spew you into submission.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate your participation.
All right.
All right, we're coming back. Kirk Cousins, what does he think about this matchup? You'll hear next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bell with you on a Friday. Carl, just catching up with one of our favorites here at State Farm Arena. Great conversation with B-Mac. If you just missed it, we will replay that for you later on in the show. Carl, I have something right now before we get to some headlines that is going to absolutely drive some of our Hawks faithful up a wall.
All right, what is it?
You ready for this?
Yes.
If I say the name Haley Welch, what does that mean to you? Hawk two. That's right. And you know what on that thing? All right. So she apparently did a thing on her social media.
Yeah.
Where she picked her NBA team for the season.
Okay.
And you know who it is?
No.
The Atlanta Hawks.
Is
Hawk
really?
Tua girl is now repping a Trae Young jersey.
Uh-oh.
And the Atlanta Hawks.
Is this good or bad?
Now, here's a silver lining. During the baseball season, she did something similar. And you know who she wound up picking?
Who?
The New York Mets.
Oh, they went on
a
run.
And they went on
yeah.
to the NLCS.
Yeah.
So maybe this is not a kiss of death like many think of it is. This is a kiss from a rose, Carl Dukes.
Okay. Listen, I don't know if this is good or bad. I just reposted it because I had to get a chuckle out of it. And she does a little dance, and guys are like, don't hate. I'm like, I'm not hating. You guys just want to see her down here at the arena. Mm-hmm. Bottom line is, any exposure from celebs, pseudo-celebs, however you might want to look at her. I mean, this thing's taken off for her after the Hawk 2 thing, but it's cool. I mean, like, if you're telling me the Hawks are going to get more exposure because of her doing this whole, hey, I'm picking my team for the year, and it's the Atlanta Hawks, and now I'm a Trae Young fan or whatever. It's cool. I'm fine with that. I mean, listen, I think we should encourage all the exposure if somebody wants to embrace us. Listen, last week the Dogs went, they went to Austin to play the University of Texas. And every celeb that you could imagine was there, okay? It was the biggest game of the year, and a lot of those folks are connected to Texas. Matthew McConaughey's on the sideline. And the point is, Kirby was like, I didn't come here to take pictures, right? I came here to eat. But the fact that you had that whole environment makes Texas seem a little bit cooler than maybe what it is.
Our Hawks? Intent was to eat.
Yes. Thank you, Kirby. So you know, I didn't come here to take pictures, but the Hawks need all of that. So I'm down with it. What's her name again?
Haley Welch.
Haley, can you get her on the show?
And you know what?
You want to get her on the show?
Maybe. You know why?
Haley Welch.
She has a new podcast, and you know what it's called?
Oh, don't tell me this. Is it dirty?
Talk Tua.
That's brilliant.
Yeah,
it really
isn't
is.
It?
That's brilliant. Have you listened to this?
No.
I'm just asking.
No.
Well, you feel guilty? You've heard it, haven't you?
But you know, a little bit. You know what, though, Carl?
You've heard it.
I got to say.
What?
She's not bad.
What?
Like, for,
what do you mean, not bad?
For a random person, just in a video that was.
Wait a minute. You're acting like you wouldn't date her? What are you trying to say?
No. I'm talking about her skills on the mic.
I thought you were talking about her appearance.
No.
Okay,
she's cute.
Yes.
But like, I'm talking about, like, she's a random person that got interviewed on the street.
Well,
could have been anybody.
Yeah.
But she actually, when you put her in front of a camera and put her behind a mic, she has some pretty natural charisma. I got as much as we all want to hate on it.
Yeah.
Like for a one in a million shot, it could have been anybody.
Yeah.
Like 99% of people, I don't think would have be as good as she is right now.
I'll tell you a funny story. We're live at State Farm Arena. We're going to hear from our quarterback here in just a second. The quarterback report is on the way. Headlines brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live well. And also, we will hear from our longtime friend Jeff Schultz, who's going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. Longtime columnist for The Athletic and also for the AJC to talk about a bunch of things. So, to your point about this randomness, and by the way, there are plenty of people you probably know in your life that are funny as hell. And they don't tell jokes for a living. They're not a comedian. They're not an actor or actress. But if they got that opportunity to shine in a moment, you'd probably be like, oh, I'd pick Jeff to do it. Or, you know, Jennifer, she's so funny. My sister was in the business world. This is a true story. There was a tryout for a radio show at the time. This is in the 90s. And there was a tryout for a radio show. And I remember she called my mom and said, hey, I just tried out for this radio show. Some guy stopped me in the mall or whatever. And she got the job and turned it into a tremendous media career.
Is that right?
It's a true story.
Wow.
So you just never know. But you know people who have that thing, whatever that is, that you go, they're funny as hell. Or, man, I love being around this person because, you know, they make me laugh or they're so entertaining. I think she kind of has that vibe. Anyways.
That so, je ne sais quoi.
Yes, she does. Haley Welch.
All right. She is the newest Hawks fan.
Right.
You can check it out, the videos on Twitter. As Carl said, she's wearing a big puffy jacket that she takes off to reveal. Aww.
Ka-ka! All right, let's hear from Kirk Cousins, guys, and appreciate all the tweets coming in as well as we were talking about your confidence and faith in this team. I am totally confident and have total faith that we're going to handle business against the Buccaneers.
Some might say irrationally so.
Well, whatever. Listen, they're down two guys that you just don't replace. More on that coming up as part of our NFL Blitz. But right now, let's hear what Kirk Cousins had to say about this matchup with Dave Archer. That is our quarterback. You're talking about my quarterback. Kirk Cousins with Dave Archer. It is the QB Report, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We do that each and every Friday for you to kind of give you some insight into what Kirk's thinking. Listen, the Vita Vea thing is real, but he's one man. Again, if you're going to allow him to wreck the game, and we talked about this with a guy like T.J. Watt, I don't think Vita Vea necessarily wrecked the game, but he did help in helping slow down our run game the last time we saw them, but we still put up 36 points on these guys. So that's part of this heading into Sunday. And here's the other part about this. As we started the show today live down here at State Farm Arena, this hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. I said to you guys, there's no way that we're going down to Tampa and we're going to be flat. And we're going to just lay an egg. This is a big spot for us. And everybody's like, I don't know. And then Chris, you know, this is the way Chris operates. Oh, we won't be able to sack the quarterback. What are you guys afraid of?
I didn't say we won't be able to.
What are you scared of?
I am saying that's what the issue could be.
What are you guys afraid of?
Last week's 20-point loss at home
to
a mediocre Seattle team didn't help my fears.
Nah, it happens. You know what? Every now and then, Chris, you have a bad day when you roll out of the rack. 404-726-0929. What are you guys scared of? Do you not have any faith that we're going to take command of this division on Sunday? Turn it up, O. Turn it up. No punks in here.
I guess. I mean, listen.
Come on.
I guess. I'm glad that you're never scared,
Chris.
Carl. I'm a little scared.
Chris. I ain't never scared. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at State Farm Arena. We're coming back. NFL Blitz on the way on a Friday.